sim. Entendi. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, everyone. Byron's having some technical difficulties, but he should be on just a second.
Okay, thank you. Committee, we're going to go ahead and get started. I'd like to call the Commerce, Planning, and Land Committee meeting to order. The date is November 16, 2021. The time is 9:03 a.m. Caitlin, could you please take care of the roll call?
Congresswoman Lemon. Second Speaker Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Speaker Pratt.
Present.
Chairwoman Shaw.
Present. Thank you, Caitlin. Next on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Stabler, could you please take care of the morning prayer?
Yes, thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the opportunity we have to serve the Osage people. We ask that you watch over us, take care of us, that you guide our decisions today, that you put your arms around everyone in the world who has needs today. We ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Working.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Lemon, is that you?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Thank you so much.
Okay, welcome. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes in attached to the meeting invite. You'll find the minutes of September 30th, 2021. If you could please take a moment to review.
Chair.
Yes, Speaker, go ahead.
I move to approve the minutes for, I'm sorry, I already just now closed them out. I move to approve the minutes as presented.
Second. Thank you. There's a motion and a second to approve the minutes of September 30th, 2021. All in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. The minutes are approved. Thank you, committee. Next on the agenda is a presentation from Creative Strategies. Without objection from the committee, I'm going to table that. They will be on the call later this morning. They are in California. So they asked to be on the agenda a little bit later. So without objection, we'll do that. That brings us to land purchase update. Mr. Johnson, you have the floor.
Yes, ma'am. I believe we sent you a copy of this like on the 3rd or something like that of November. 3rd or 4th, did you guys receive, I'm looking for the date on it. It was the update 19 October of 21.
Did you say October 21?
Yeah, well, the date of the document is 19 October of 21, and I'm pretty sure we sent it to Jordan on the 4th or so of November. I don't know. Jordan will have to help me out.
I am familiar with the spreadsheet, I think. Are you referring to the one that Ms. Curry sent?
Yeah, at the very top, it's the first property is the MedCom building. And then more hardware, Sherry Henry, Rainbow Oil and Gas, et cetera.
Yes. I have it.
Okay.
That was November 2nd.
You got it on the 2nd? Okay, well, that's the one. That's what I'm operating off of, and this is from our real estate department. God, excuse me. A little dehydrated today. Really, the only update to this spreadsheet is let me scroll down a little bit. If you look down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. God, excuse me. The 6th property from the bottom, Hilton Development Company LLC. We actually closed on that, and forgive me, I don't have the day. It was sometime last week. Everything was signed, so we are now the proud owners of that property. So lots 1 through 4, block 10, I can orient you guys. Hopefully, down there on Lynn, it's the very eastern, very southeastern corner of the railroad right away, where all of that oil field equipment is. That property is what we're talking about. Those are those 4 lots, all the way down through there. So it goes from the railroad right of way down to the creek. And then also, if you look on the first page, 2nd from the bottom, the Lost Creek Ranch, that update is I have the keys right here in front of me. So that is complete also.
Okay. Very nice. Are those the only 2 items that have changed status since that spreadsheet was created?
Say the question again, ma'am.
Are those the only 2 items that have changed their status since the spreadsheet was sent to us?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Committee, what questions do you have for Mr. Johnson?
Well, I'm looking, and I'm also looking for one more. There's a couple I'd like. Do you have an executive session on here?
We do.
On your agenda?
I
didn't,
yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I didn't. Huh?
We do.
Okay, there's a couple things I'd like to talk about there. So if you want to hold on to that.
Okay, we can do that. No problem.
Okie doke.
Committee, any questions for Mr. Johnson at this time? Okay, thank you. Mr. Johnson, that brings us up to number 7, update on all construction projects. And you again have the floor.
Okay, this is also a report received from my director of tribal development.
Chairwoman, before we get started, can I butt in real quick?
Yes, please.
So we are going to go into executive session regarding, because I do have questions, things I just read on the report. So I do have questions and I don't know what to discuss. So I think that I do have questions, but they would be for executive session.
We can certainly go into executive session now. Chair would entertain a motion.
I move to enter into executive session to discuss confidential and proprietary matters regarding land purchase.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second to go into executive session. All in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No.
Yes.
Jordan, let me know when we are ready to go. Thank you.
Madam Chair,
yes.
Can I identify some of these callers so we know who